There are six Democrats running for mayor of Philadelphia. Where do they come from? What are they thinking about the challenges the city faces? Well, we're going to find out a lot more about them over the next 2 months and in our next two election specials. But today we're going to take an early look at them with our own Brian Hickey. He writes our daily blog on the city elections called 99, because the next mayor of Philadelphia will be its 99th. Brian's going to share some of his favorite moments and sounds of the race so far. Hey, Brian.
How are you, Dave?
Let's start with State Senator Anthony Williams.
Williams is the perceived frontrunner in the race at this point. He's represented the state Senate seat in Southwest Philadelphia since 1998, and that's the same seat that his father, Hardy Williams, held from 1983 until Williams took over. 5 years ago, he ran in the Democratic gubernatorial primary, finished third out of four candidates. He garnered 18% of the vote, so that's where some people might recognize his name. Whether it's fair or not, he has been branded as the campaign's quote-unquote charter school candidate. This is due in no small part to the fact that three pro-school choice businessmen dropped about $5 million into his campaign coffers when he ran for governor, and there's a $250,000 donation to a relatively new PAC that supports his mayoral candidacy. As you can hear from this clip in his mayoral campaign launch, he's running under a One Philadelphia mantra.
I don't want to be the mayor for just one part of our town. I want to lift up every part of my great city.
And that's State Senator Anthony Williams. Now, another formidable player, former District Attorney Lynn Abraham, spent 19 years as a DA.
She did. And as name recognition goes, she's probably ahead of the rest of the pack at this point, because if you've been in Philadelphia for any amount of time, you probably know the name Lynn Abraham from her time as DA. A moment I enjoyed covering Abraham thus far was when I found out that America's deadliest DA has earned the support of Philadelphia's puppy-loving community, as evidenced by this video that came from Philadelphia Animal Advocates for Lynn Abraham for Mayor.
Part of how a society is judged insofar as its humanity is concerned is how it treats its animals. Whether it's the wondrous...
So that's Lynn Abraham, well-known politician, a lot of name recognition, not a ton of money. It'll be interesting to see if she can maintain the momentum that she hopes.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to someone a little less well-known, Doug Oliver.
People aren't giving Oliver much of a chance in this race. He's 40, he's Mayor Nutter's former spokesperson, and he's worked for PGW. He has very little name recognition. He has very little money in his campaign pockets. He's going after the young vote, people who may not be engaged in the system itself.
And the guy can give a speech.
He sure can. He launched his campaign in Germantown in February and went right to a hardcore soundtrack.
I am a communicator. I am a teacher. I am a vision setter. I'm a team builder. I'm a Philadelphian, and I'm a man who loves his city and will fight for its future. And one more thing. I am happy to say I am running for office of mayor and hope to serve as your next mayor. Thank you.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
And he's playing Jay-Z, but he doesn't have a lot of heavy political friends, but former mayor Ed Rendell said some nice things about
him. He had some very kind things about him, and if I was on Doug Oliver's campaign, I would be working up newspaper ads with little bubbles coming out of Ed Rendell's mouth.
All right, let's go to Nelson Diaz, a Latino candidate for mayor. We haven't seen that in past decades.
No, and if he were to win, he would be the city's first Latino mayor. So like Abraham, that would be a kind of a defining moment in the chronological history of Philadelphia politics. His resume includes stops as a city solicitor, a court of common pleas judge, and general counsel at the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. He's a passionate speaker, and he says he got into the race to fix the public schools or die trying. Diaz's passion can sometimes present problems with his temper, as evidenced here at his campaign launch at Tierra Colombiana, when a reporter asked Diaz, a Puerto Rican, whether there is a specific Latino agenda or a specific Puerto Rican agenda.
I've been in this committee 45 years, so you can't tell me that that's correct. There is no such thing. We are all wanting equal opportunity, so please stop saying that.
Okay, so that's Nelson Diaz, Jim Kenney, well-known guy.
23 years on city council, we'll get you some name recognition in town. Now, Kenny's an interesting figure insofar that he's an Irish kid from South Philly. He's made a political name for himself taking on some of the city's more progressive initiatives like standing up for gay rights, immigrants, and other issues. He was also groomed in a community, a political community, that was overseen by disgraced state senator Vince Fumo. and I assume that's something that's going to come up over the next couple months. And one of my favorite moments with Kenny in the race so far was the Monday after I got back from a weekend in New Orleans, and I had to drive to South Philly, where I saw him in the hallway of an elementary school wearing a Cat in the Hat hat, where he would be reading Dr. Seuss stories to kindergartners.
You'll look up and down streets, look them over with care. About some you will say, I don't choose to go there. With your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart to go down any not-so-good street. And you may not find any you'll want to go down. In that case, of course, you'll head straight out of town.
A politician in a funny hat. Okay.
I will be using that picture a lot during the next 2 months.
Kenny got in late, doesn't have a lot of money, but he has powerful friends in the labor movement.
Absolutely. Kenny getting the support of Local 98 and the Dougherty camp was among the more shocking things I've ever seen in Philadelphia politics, just short of Milton Street's press conference with a coffin.
Well, speaking of Milton Street, the one and only, he is, at least for the moment, a candidate.
I'm not going to lie. I really enjoy covering Milton Street. Does the former state senator, mayoral brother, and federal prison inmate have a chance of winning? No, not really at all. At this point, we don't even know whether Milton's going to be on the ballot. There's been a challenge filed in court challenging whether he is a registered Democrat and a Philadelphia resident, which is an interesting double whammy for Milton to face. Milton claims that he mailed in a change of registration form to the Board of Elections, but city records show that he's been registered as an independent since, I believe, 2012. Now, Milton thinks that the fault of this lies on the County Board of Election officials, so he is not in any hurry to make his case.
I don't have to defend it. I don't need to defend anything. You better go down there and ask them how they're going to defend it. I did everything I was supposed to do.
Now, there is a single Republican, Melissa Murray Bailey, 36 years old, so she will be on the ballot in the fall against the Democratic winner. What are the chances there will be somebody else in the race then?
Well, there is a chance that there could be more. Sam Katz has been making minor waves about keeping his name in the public's attention and start launching a website where he's tackling issues that are pertinent to the campaign itself. And there's always a chance that Bill Green could jump in. He was deposed as the SRC chair, so while he's still on the School Reform Commission, maybe he'll get an itch to run for mayor as well and follow in his father's footsteps.
Brian Hickey writes the 99 blog covering the municipal election. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.